Matt Greenwood with you on KGF Sports Talk, speaking to Corey Tinius, third-year head coach for the Northwest undefeated football Lions. They are 4-0 heading into their Friday night home match against the Lafayette Lancers. And Coach Nathan Gertz down at J98 covered you guys during training camp. And as a team that was coming off of a 5-5 year with 22 seniors helping you get to that point, losing those seniors, going into this season with a few unknowns at some major positions. Let's talk about the comparison of expectations going into this year and now with this 4-0 start, how those have shifted for you.
Yeah, I just want to start off, first off, you know, saying thanks for all you guys' coverage of us, you know, from the preseason to, you know, every Friday night and whatnot. So appreciate you guys covering the school. Expectation-wise, you know, we lost 22 seniors, 17 starters. The 22 positions, and, you know, expectation was, you know, kids got to step up. You know, we had a big meeting, you know, off-season meetings to, you know, during one of the advisory periods, and we said, hey, guys, you know, we had the best off-season we've had in a long time. You know, there's a lot of these positions here. We had a pretty good feel for guys that were going to, you know, been getting it done on JV level and whatnot, but there were a lot of, you know, unknowns and unprovens. But, you know, kids worked a tail off in the off-season, you know, everything from all our contact camps to our travel camp, weight room in the morning, 7-on-7 competitions. You know, the kids showed up, and, you know, we have a culture here of hard work and dedication, and the kids enjoy being around each other. So, you know, they made it fun for each other. So we had a very good off season, went against some, you know, really good competition, had a couple of jamborees and camps. And it's one of those things where, hey, you know, just keep working, keep getting better, just take care of your position, play hard for each other. And things have worked out, and we definitely developed, you know, guys, we're almost can platoon on both sides of the ball. We have very few two-way starters, and, you know, guys are kind of stepping into the role and embracing it.
And now that you're off to this 4-0 start, now there, I'm sure there's a greater expectation of things. Guys are now comfortable in certain roles, that sort of thing. But what are you and the guys talking about heading into this Week 5 matchup against Lafayette? What are you guys talking about as far as where this team can go from this 4-0 start?
I mean, like I said, we have a huge talent in front of us. Lafayette is very explosive. I mean, you know, watching film, they probably should have beat Eureka last week. And it's about, you know, it's a measuring stick game for us without a doubt. You know, we feel that, you know, people around, you know, maybe this area that we've played and here, you know, have kind of noticed the progress we've had. But if you ask people up in, you know, St. Louis County or the Rockwood schools and whatnot, they're like, all right, you know, Northwest, you know, they're getting better, beating teams that should beat, but we haven't beaten those top tier programs yet. So it's a big measuring stick game for us. Like I said, we're pretty healthy going into it. We got a good game plan that I believe in, and we got to prove ourselves. And it's, at the end of the day, they got 11. We got 11 on the field each time, and, you know, just do our job and make plays when they're there.
Coach, I was following you guys on Twitter, and I think it's Northwest Lions Football or NHS Football. You can correct me later, but I was following some certain things that you guys were tweeting out in regards to guys on the team that are putting up numbers significant enough to make the top 5 or top 10 of lists for of athletes in the St. Louis region, the greater St. Louis area. That includes your quarterback and one of your defensive guys. Your quarterback, Trey Davis, as I know you're obviously familiar with, passing ratio at 141.099 ranks 5th in the St. Louis region, which is outstanding. And if you wouldn't mind, you could tell us a little bit about his story and this season so far. And then also to throw at you, a guy by the name of Johnny Daffron, who's got 12 sacks this year, which is tied for first in the St. Louis region. Just tell us their stories, Coach, going into this year, more specifically about how they've performed up to this point for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm always a little hesitant to, you know, bring out, you know, specific players and stats and whatnot, because as we all know, it's the ultimate team game. You got to have receivers make plays, offensive linemen block. You know, defensive-wise, you know, one kid's getting the sacks. Secondary had to do their job, linebackers, you know, everybody. So, hate talking about individual stats, but these two definitely, you know, earned any accolades they may get. So, Trey Davis, junior quarterback. He's actually, you know, our starting point guard on the basketball team. But last year he sat behind, you know, Seth Fortner. He ran the JV team. He ran scout team. And just noticed every day in practice, you know, the kid just competing. You know, we bring a lot of pressure at him. He takes some hits here and there, but he just kept coming back, competing. I got better every day. Get a great off season. You know, we're, like I said, if you ever seen us play, we like to run the football without a doubt. Well, teams make adjustments to us just like we do to them. And, you know, this year with us having, you know, a very young offensive line, they've done an amazing job, but, you know, they're still learning in our run game. It probably isn't isn't at where it's been the last couple of years, but we've been able to make up for that by being able to pass the ball. You know, we got a couple senior receivers and Jack Watts and Dalton Holgraf and putting up good numbers, and Trey's done a good job getting the ball in their hands. And, you know, hitting play action passes and big plays when they're there. I know he's got 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. But the kid every day, like I said, he knows the offense. He's a leader out there. He showed some pretty good mobility. He had a broken play touchdown run against Seckman the other night to have us go up 2 touchdowns. He had another big run that kept the drive alive. So the kid's doing a great job managing the offense, and he's definitely surprised a lot of people with his passing. But he's a great quarterback for our system. And Johnny Daffron's a 3-sport athlete, also wrestles and plays baseball. And last year, you know, as a sophomore, he's one of the hardest nosed, you know, he's that typical, like, Jefferson County, like, tough athlete. He's not, like, super fast, but he's pretty fast. He's not amazingly strong, but he's really strong. And he's playing inside linebacker. You know, Johnny just started playing football his freshman year, so he's still a real athlete when it comes to football-wise. But after, you know, myself and some of the defensive coaches talking, thinking about, you know, Johnny, when he's on a blitz, he's pretty much unblockable. It's like, why not put him, you know, at a defensive end where, you know, it's a less reading, more, you know, kind of reacting and knowing his one gap and going. And he kind of embraced it. You know, last year he had some ups and downs. You know, he got a little varsity time, but he would just tear it up on a JV level and just take over games. You know, and this summer we just saw his growth, you know, with him putting on even more muscle and becoming stronger and faster. And there's a lot of times he's done, you know, unblockable in practice, and you're kind of seeing it here on Friday nights to where he's just flat out getting after it and in the backfield, you know, once that ball snaps. So he's still got, you know, a little ways to go as far as being a complete player, but for the role he has for us, he's done an outstanding job, and I'm very proud of him.
All right, great deal. Well, Coach Tinius, anything else you want to add about this 4-0 start? Obviously, it's something that is very noticeable, considering as far as Jefferson County is concerned, you guys do remain the only undefeated team in this county. But moving forward, obviously, the schedule is going to get a little bit tougher as you face some St. Louis region schools. But I just wanted to give you an opportunity to wrap up this interview with any final thoughts you have going into Week 5 against Lafayette.
Yeah, I know we talked about a couple of players in particular, but I'm just proud of the team as a whole. You know, senior class, we've had our ups and downs over their 4 years here, but they're really growing in the leaders and performing at a high level this year. And we've got a lot of young guys playing, you know, inside linebackers, a sophomore. We got 2 sophomores on the offensive line, our starting tailbacks are freshmen. So it's just about, you know, hard work, playing hard for each other, not having egos. So the kids, you know, definitely deserve the success we've gotten. But like I said, we're fully aware that schedule's going to get tougher week in and week out. You know, our main goal, obviously, we're week to week, but we want to win a conference. You know, next year we're going to pool play. I know we've never won the, you know, suburban national conference since it's been in existence. So that's our main goal. We took a, you know, big step last week with winning our first conference game. And like I said, even though we're going to face some really tough competition coming up here, that's only going to make us better. And we got to be able to respond and continue to grow as a team and a program.
And Coach, I guess I said we'd wrap it up there, but I do want to get one final comment from you. And you and I talked about this before the interview. There's a lot of good things happening across the board in fall athletics for the Northwest Lions. And you know, sometimes you get a school with a sport that stands out above the rest. But honestly, I mean, there's no, you know, football doesn't stand out above softball. Softball doesn't stand out above boys soccer, so on and so forth. Nothing stands above volleyball. It's kind of all even keel and that sort of thing. But you guys are 4-0, and I just wanted to get people to understand through you, Coach, just sort of the reaction of the school, the students, what your sense is as to how they feel about a 4-0 start for the football team.
Yeah, I believe it all comes down to culture. You know, I mean, I'm lucky enough to also teach here, and, you know, the kids that we have walking the halls are great kids, especially our student athletes. I mean, they're not kids that are, you know, think they're bigger than any team or bigger than, you know, going to class and whatnot. They're just here. They work hard. You know, Nick Hose is our strength conditioning coach. He was the head coach, football coach for me. But right now, you know, he's in the weight room 7 hours a day teaching classes. He's there after school. I know a lot of programs utilize him. You know, we're here all summer doing our workouts and camps. He's here with us, but also the other teams are. You know, I know soccer is getting in the weight room a couple times a week. Volleyball is doing all kinds of stuff in the offseason. Same with softball and cross country. So, I mean, you know, like I said, it's we're kind of like seeing the fruits of our labor this year where, like I said, we know here it has to be a culture of hard work. We just can't show up and expect to, you know, win, you know, week in and week out. So I just think, you know, from Mr. Taggart setting that expectation and creating a good culture here and just the coaches work going that extra mile, you know, knowing that we got to be doing stuff all off season, getting our kids in the best positions to be successful. But definitely all comes down to culture and hard work.
All right, very well, Coach Tinius. Your guys are 4-0, and you're going up against Lafayette, so we wish you the best there this Friday night, and continued success this season as the Northwest Lions looking to keep up the winning going at the school there.
Yeah, good deal, Matt. All right, yeah, thanks for having us, and thanks for all you guys' support.
All right, you're very welcome. That is Corey Tinius, head coach of the 4-0 Northwest Football Lions, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.